We've known each other for a while, and you've always been a pretty good friend to me, but could always tell that there was a little bit of heat between us. Just the way you look at me and the conversations we get into and the way it sometimes moves to a sexual topic. We're friends, but I kind of suspected there was more going on. And I honestly might have thought that because I had my own things going on. The more I got to know you and we found common interests and common perspectives on things, it just made me see you in a bit of a different light. And it was over time. I don't want to say I woke up one morning in love with you, but I definitely woke up one morning having dreamt of you the night before in a sexual way. And since that dream, I've just been a little bit anxious around you. It was a pleasant surprise then that you asked me if I might actually like to go on a bit of a date. You were so nervous and hesitant, and it almost annoyed me that you wouldn't just spit out what you wanted to say. I feel like we know each other better than that, and it's just wasting both our time when you refuse to just be honest with me. And, I guess I was more excited about the prospect of maybe spending time together in a more romantic way than I was about how awkward and silly you were being. I do really appreciate how awkward and silly you can be sometimes. It's sweet. So we did the kind of couple thing, the date things that people do. You took me to dinner, we had a couple drinks. The conversation still was pretty much just the way we always are. It's fluid and easy, and there's some teasing, and you can tell the heat's there, and because of the alcohol, we're getting a bit more flirty. It's a little bit weird though, because we've been friends for so long. But it's also kind of exciting that it's a little bit different too. After we have dinner, we decide to go for a walk in the park. It's not super treed or anything, it's fairly open, but it's a nice walk, and depending on where you are, you can see the stars, which is a big deal when you live in the city. And it can just be a really romantic place to spend some time together to finish up the night. I guess we're both feeling the drinks when we decide to take a seat on the bench for a bit and just relax. You've been having a rough time at work as of late, and the conversation has actually switched over to that for a moment, and it's fine. It feels like a regular part of the conversation. It's kind of nice. And I suppose we're both hesitant to make that first physical connection. We aren't really super, like, touchy friends, so even the few times that we've hugged when we see each other, it's always been, like, a little bit awkward, because guess we're just. I don't know how to hug a person, I'm gonna be completely honest. Arms around them, and then what? Do I full body press, or do I have to keep myself out? It's hard sometimes. So, as you're complaining about work and how you're behind on the project, I just kind of feel my chest twist a little bit. I know you're good at your job and that you work hard, and I hate hearing you talk about how you're failing sometimes, and it makes me want to shut you up. So I just go for it. I think you're in the middle of your sentence complaining, and then my lips are on yours, and I am licking at your lips, wanting you to let me in. I want you to put all that talking energy into warming me up. And I'm not sure. I suppose you maybe have a brief moment of shock, but then your lips are open and your tongue's on mine, and we're tasting each other and smelling each other, and I find my hands are immediately on your face, trying to hold you close. I just don't really want the kiss to end. I've been thinking about it for months at this point, really, and I'm not disappointed. I try to steal your breath a bit when I finally pull away, because I can be a bit of a tease that way, and it'll spice things up a little bit. I find myself gasping a bit because it was became a bit passionate, if I'm honest, and your eyes are suddenly filled with this hungry look, and I know that I already have that come get me look. I've been resisting putting it on all night. I was really worried that taking that next step might fuck our friendship up. But the way you're looking at me and the way I want you to touch me and the great relationship we've formed, there's potential there for it to be good too, right? So then we're kissing again, and your hands are moving down my back. One on the upper portion of my back, pulling me close, pressing my chest against yours. So you can feel my breasts as they heave a little bit under my breath. And you're pulling my lower back closer into you. Almost pulling me onto your lap as we sit on the park bench, and I hop right on because that's going to be way more comfortable than trying to awkwardly reach over each other. And my mouth is on yours, and I'm just a bit lost in the sensation of everything. I'm rocking my hips a bit out of excitement, and I can feel you through my dress and your pants that you're into it, and I am very excited about that. A smarter person would realize that you're into it. We're making out, but I've been so anxious the whole time that you wouldn't like me that way. And the exchange of the good energy is heating me up in a way that I haven't felt in a long time. I can feel that ache in my pelvis area. that I painfully want to be fucked, and my chest feels a bit full with the joy of it all and the pleasure of it all, and I can feel your hands working up underneath my dress now, pushing it up and trying to grab onto my hips and pull me closer while you grind up into me. And my hands are around your neck and on your shoulders, trying to pull your mouth into mine while I press the rest of my body as close to you as I possibly can. It's a really hot, intense moment of finally giving in to one another and releasing that pent-up energy we've been saving. I can feel your hand on my cunt then, over the panties, and you rub me just a little bit, and that lets me know that shit's about to get real, and I moan into you in a hungry, needful kind of way. I just want you to fuck me a little bit. I need it. And I can feel your hand move away, and then there's the sound of your pants being unzipped, and I can feel you lift up underneath me a little bit as you shift your clothes down a little. And then I realize that you're basically just trying to get your cock out, and when I feel it against my stomach, I realize that I might have underestimated you a little bit. And I'm really happy with that. I can feel your hand then back on my cunt, and you're pulling my panties to the side, and I immediately rise up so you can get inside me, and I'm shuddering and letting out whimpers and moans into your mouth, and then I have to pull away from the kisses to hide my face in your shoulder to breathe through the intensity as I am sliding down slowly onto your cock, and it's filling me and stretching me a bit, and all I can think is, well, if this does fuck up the friendship, at least I got good dick. You're slow to start. In general, we both know that we both haven't been having a ton of luck in the dating scene, and we're both perhaps a little bit more hungry for it than usual. But it's been a good night and drinks and good friendship and hot tension, and you're thrusting into me slowly, and I can feel you hitting deep inside of me, and I let out a small cry as you hit my G-spot, and it puts me just a little bit closer to wanting to come. But part of me is a little bit overwhelmed by the intimacy of it all. It's such a weird sensation to be on a park bench fucking someone, and all you want to do is focus on them. I'm pretty sure we could go to jail for this. Just for the night, but still. I've been wet the whole night, so it's not like slipping you in is difficult or painful. It's really fucking lovely, in a really sweet, achy kind of way. And I find myself riding you in an instinctive kind of way, wanting to feel you hitting all those really good spots that just feel so good. And I can feel your hands still moving around my body, occasionally on my hips to make sure we're in the same rhythm. But your hands are also on my tits and my neck and my back and my arms. And when we break away from the kiss, I can feel you licking me and your teeth grazing over my skin just a little bit. And I know that I'm not the only one that's feeling painfully hungry. And that pushes me to come hard on your cock the first time. It's almost an emotional release just because of it's the first time I've really come with a person in at least a couple years, and it's overwhelming in that way. It's hard for me to open up that way, and it's happening and it's really good, and the things that you're whispering into my ears are so sweet about how beautiful I am and how good I feel and how you've been dreaming about this for years and how you're gonna take me back home and do it again if you have the chance. And I just find myself filled with more than lust, I guess. And it's because of that that when I come, I cry a little bit and sob into you. And you're so sweet. You're suddenly, you've stopped and you're just holding me and you're concerned why I'm crying, because I shouldn't be crying. And I have to let out a bit of a laugh and shake my head and wave it off. And I'm so embarrassed, I don't really want to explain it, partially because I don't want to assume that you're feeling that. And it's a very anxiety-inducing emotion, you know? As I bring myself together and wipe the tears off of my cheeks and laugh again and tell you that it's fine, it really is. I start to slowly ride you again because you're still hesitant to fuck me. And it feels even better now that I am sensitive from the orgasm and I'm just a little bit looser. And now it's like the real fun can begin, you know? It doesn't take long for you to start thrusting into me again. And then at a certain point, you're pushing me off and getting off the bench and bending me over the bench so you can fuck me from behind. And when you do that, I scream a bit because you've hit an entirely different spot in my cunt and it feels intense. And it's not long before I'm coming again. And I have to bite my hand to keep myself from being too loud because it is a public place and I really don't want to deal with the police tonight. I would much rather go back to your home and let you do it to me again. And then I can feel you start to speed up and then stop as you explode into me, and I let out a sob of joy because you probably should have pulled out, but you didn't. And I'm so happy that you planned to leave your load in me. It's hard to explain, you know, right? Because There's so much of that, use condoms, safe sex, blah, blah, blah. But there's just something about when you finally blow in me that I just melt and sob out in satisfaction and I am lost in a bit of a rolling orgasm for a moment while I'm milking your cock for every drop of your seed. That just keeps my core heated in a weird way. And then you're pulling me up off the bench and turning me around and kissing me again and telling me it was so fantastic and I'm so fantastic and you didn't think it could possibly be that good the first time, but it was so fucking hot, wasn't it? And I'm still trapped in the mind state where I just want to devour all of you. So I struggle to keep up with you and your excitement. But we clean ourselves up and walk back out of the park, feeling proud of ourselves and a bit giggly. And then we call an Uber and head back to your place for round two, which is really exciting. Oh, hello. If you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. I just thought I would try something a little different today. I always want to try something a little different, let's be honest. It's a lot of fun when you meet somebody that you jive with. Anyway, I hope you have a really fantastic week and keep it saucy, boys. Bye.